Brahmachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Kunjabihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Janavallabha Girvardhari Gopi Janavallabha Girvardhari Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janavala Girivardhari Janavala Bhagirvardhari Jodhanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Ashodhanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana 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 Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Ah Kalpa Punjabi Hari Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charja Astutar Sutta Sri Shimad His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharja Astatar Sata Sri Shimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Nama Charja Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Prem Sukho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrsingha Dev Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Astasakis Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru, Shri Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya
Naram
chaiva narottama Devim saraswatim vyasa Tato jayamudiraye Nasta praeshu abreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Vishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8. Chapter is entitled, Lord Nrsingadev Slays the King of the Demons. Text number 30 and 31. Text number 31 is on the board. I will first read text number 30. Sambrahmadus preksha karala lochano yatananantam vilhihan svajivaya asriglavat taruna kesharanano Shamali Dvipahatyaya Hari. Translation.
Lord Nrsingadev's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrsingadev, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that has just killed an elephant. Purport. The hair on Lord Nrsingadev's face, being sprinkled with drops of blood, was reddish and looked very beautiful. Lord Nrsingadev pierced Hiranyakashipu's abdomen with his nails, pulled out demon's intestines, and wore them as a garland, which enhanced his beauty. Thus the Lord became very fearsome, like a lion engaged in fighting an elephant. Text 31. Please repeat after me. Nakanu kurot pitita hrit saroruham. Nakan kurot patita hrit saroruham. Vishjatasyanu charan udayudan. Vishjatasyanu charan udayudan. Ahan samastan Nakashastra Pani Beer. Ahan Samastan Nakashastra Pani Beer. Durdanda Yuto Nupatan Sahasra Shaha. Durdanda yuto nupatan sahasrashah. Nakanu korot patita hrit saroruham. Nakanu korot patita hrit saroruham. Vishcha tasyanu charan udayudan. Vishcha tasyanu charan udayudan. Ahan samastan nakashastra pani bir. Ahan samasta nakashastra pani bir. Durdanda yuto nupatan sahasrashah. Durdanda yuto nupatan sahasrashah. Please chant. Nakan korot patita saroruham. Vishvishchatasamcharam udayudam. Aham samasta nakashastra pani bir.
Durgande yuto nupatan sahasvashaha. Nakan kuropati tahit saruham. Visvishya tasyanu charanu dayudan. Ahan samasta naka shastra pani bir. Durdande yuto nupatan sahasra shaha. Nakani kuropati tahit saroluham.
Vaishnavis,
Nakam Kuropati Tahit Saruham. Nakam Kuropati Tahit Saruham. Aham Samasta Naka Shastra Pani Gir.
Naka Anukura, by the pointed nails, Utpatita, torn out, Ritsaroruham, whose heart, which was like a lotus flower, Visrija, leaving aside, Tasya, of him, Anucharan, the followers, soldiers, and bodyguards, Ayudhan, having raised weapons, Ahan, he killed, Samastan, all. Naka Shastra Panibihi, with his nails and other weapons in his hands. Durdanda Yutaha, having unlimited arms. Anupatan, the attendants of Hiranyakashipu. Sahasrashaha, by thousands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart and then threw him aside and turned towards the demons' soldiers. These soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with raised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Nrisimhadev killed all of them, merely with the ends of his nails. Purport. Since the creation of the material world, there have been two kinds of men, the devas and the asuras. The devas are always faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the asuras are always atheists who defy the supremacy of the Lord. At the present moment, throughout the entire world, the atheists are extremely numerous. They are trying to prove that there is no God and that everything takes place due to combinations and permutations of material elements. Thus, the material world is becoming more and more godless, and consequently, everything is in a disturbed condition. If this continues, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly take action, as he did in the case of Hiranyakashipu. Within a second, Hiranyakashipu and his followers were destroyed. And similarly, if this godless civilization continues, it will be destroyed in a second, simply by the movement of one finger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demons should therefore be careful and curtail their godless civilization. They should take advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement and become faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, they are doomed. As Hiranyakashipu was killed in a second, the godless civilization can be destroyed at any moment.
Nakanyukot patita ritsaruruham visrijatasyanu charan udayudan ahansamastan nakashastrapani bir durdanda yuto nupatan sahasrashaha. Om Ajnana Chmandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantkam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Vancha Kaupatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So it is my good fortune to be present here this morning in Sri Mayapur Dham. And I would like to ask the blessings of all the devotees who are present here today that I can speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So in today's verse, we are hearing a warning that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can uproot the demoniac civilization at any moment. Therefore, it is very important to take shelter of the Krishna consciousness movement to avert disaster. And what is disaster? On the personality level, on the own personal individual level, disaster is when we lose the valuable opportunity of this human form of life. Neha bikramo nashosti pratyavaya na vidyate swapalpam apasiddharmasya trayate mahatohu bayat. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna declares that in this endeavor of cultivating Krishna consciousness, there is no loss, there is no diminution, and even a little advancement on this path can save us from the most dangerous type of fear. And that most dangerous type of fear is losing this wonderful human form of life, this opportunity to go home back to Godhead and to perhaps take birth in an animal species, like as a dog, roof, roof, or a cat, or as some kind of bird, or as a fish. So we can lose this valuable form of life and opportunity that the human body presents. So that is disaster on the individual level. But then there's also disaster on the level of civilization. And we see that in today's verse as Hiranyakashipu is being torn apart by Lord Nrisimhadev. And also Lord Nrisimhadev is destroying all of Hiranyakashipu's followers, thousands and thousands of them. So there's a great danger of disaster. And a warning is given in today's verse that the demoniac civilization should curb their demoniac tendencies in order to avert this disaster. And how to avert these tendencies, how to curb the demoniac nature, by taking shelter of the Yuga Dharma, the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before we continue with this discussion further, let us briefly review this chapter. We see how in previous chapters 6 and 7, Prahlad instructs his demoniac classmates, and what Prahlad learned in the womb. Prahlad is teaching his Krishna consciousness to his schoolmates and sharing the instructions of Narada Muni that he received in the womb of his mother, Kamadhu. So, Sri Prahlad Uvacha, Komaram Acharit Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatan Iha Durlabam Manusyam Janma Tad Apya Dhruvam Artadham. Prahlad Maharaj is encouraging his classmates, Komaram Acharit Pragyo, that we should take up Krishna consciousness even from the very young age. We see our very fortunate young Gurukul students here taking up Krishna consciousness from the young age. Haribo! They're most fortunate. Jai ho, jai ho. And we're fortunate to have your association here also. Thank you. Durlabam Bhagavatan Iha. That we should take up Krishna consciousness and this Durlabam, this Dharmam, this Bhagavad Dharman is the devotional service of the Lord. This is what we should take up. Savaipum sam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje ahoituki apratiyata yayatma supracediti. That we should take up the service of the Supreme Lord. And that service should be ahoituki, apratiyata, unmotivated, uninterrupted. And as a result, yatma su prasidati, this bhakti will completely satisfy the self and will make this human form of life successful. And this human form of life is very rare. Durlabham manusyam janma. It's very durlabham. It's very rare. This manusyam, this human form, is durlabham. It's very, very rare. So we should take advantage, Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Tad apya dhruvam. Dhruvam is like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he took the position of the pole star. And that pole star is permanent. It's dhruva, it's permanent. But this human form of life is adhruvam. It's impermanent. But despite its being impermanent, it's artadam. It's very valuable. It's very valuable. Why? Because it's a vehicle, a boat, that can help us cross the ocean of this material suffering. And at the end of this life, Abrahma Bhuvana Loke Punar Arvartino Juna Mamupecha Tukanteya Punar Jamana Vidyate. Instead of cascading from the highest planetary system to the lowest planetary system, this human form of life is artadam. It's valuable because it gives us the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. So Prahlad Maharaj is preaching very strongly, and the other students are convinced, and they take up Krishna consciousness. So then the teachers, Shanda and Amarka, they become very alarmed and disturbed. They don't know what to do. They want the students to be good demons, but these students are becoming good devotees. So they go and approach Hiranyakashipu. Please help us. And they report what is going on, how Prahlad is preaching Krishna consciousness to the other students. So then Hiranyakashipu becomes mad, angry with rage. And he calls Prahlad and he begins to chastise Prahlad profusely with very harsh words. And he says, "Oh, impudent one, most unintelligent disruptor of our family, O lowest of mankind, you have violated my power to rule you, and therefore you are an obstinate fool. Today I shall send you to the place of Yamaraj. My son Prahlad, you rascal, you know that when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble with their chief rulers. By whose power has a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you?" So Sri Prahlad replies to his father. Prahlad is very peaceful and equipoised. He's not at all disturbed. He's fully equipoised and calm. And he says, "My source of power is the same as yours, my father, the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvartate iti madva vijante mam buddha bhava samanvataha." That the Supreme Lord is the source of all material, all spiritual worlds. He's the source of everything. And then Prahlad begins to preach to his father to also take up Krishna consciousness. But his father, Hiranyakashipu, becomes even more angry. Just like if you feed milk to a snake, the snake becomes more poisonous. So because of giving the good milk of Krishna consciousness to Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu became more and more angry. Although this is also the lila of the Lord, that Hiranyakashipu is and his brother is Jai and Vijay from the spiritual world, from the gates of Vaikuntha. So they're facilitating Hiranyakashipu's lila, janma karma, jame divyam, evam yoveti tatvataha, chaktvadeham punarjanma, naitimam eti sojuna. They're making facility for Lord Nisingadev to advent and give this wonderful lila, and by this lila attract all of our hearts. And when our hearts are attracted, then we will no longer be attracted to this material existence. We can know the truth about the Supreme Lord, and at the end of life, return home back to Godhead. So, Hiranyakashipu is ready to kill Prahlad. And Prahlad is asked by Hiranyakashipu, "Where is your God? Is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad says, "Yes, my dear father, he's everywhere. He's in this pillar." And then Hiranyakashipu takes his sword in one hand and his fist in the other hand, and he smashes his hand against the pillar. And then a huge sound emerges from the pillar, huge shrieking sound. And by this sound, it shakes the entire universe. And the demigods in all of their planets are in great anxiety about this sound. And the demigods are thinking, "Now we are destroyed." And then from the pillar emerges a wonderful form. That form is half man and half lion. Shri Nisingadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Nisingadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like the caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body were as white as a shining moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. So then Hiranyakashipu, he was so puffed up, he was thinking, "I will destroy this form." So he took his club, his gada, and he flew into the air and he began fighting Lord Nisingadev, and he was beating Lord Nisingadev with the club. But Lord Nisingadev did not come disturbed. Lord Nisingadev grabbed Hiranyakashipu and put him into his lap. And all the demigods were rejoicing, "Jai, Jai! Jai, Jai! Jai, Jai! Shri Nisingadev Bhagavan Ki!" Then Lord Nisingadev, just like Garuda lets a snake slip from his hand, or a cat lets a mouse slip from her hand, playing with that mouse, then Lord Nisingadev let Hiranyakashipu slip from his hand, and again he flew into the air. And the demigods were in great anxiety, and they're crying, "Alas, alas! Alas, alas! Alas, alas!" And then Hiranyakashipu took his sword and his shield and began to again attack Lord Nrisimhadev. Again, Lord Nrisimhadev grabbed Hiranyakashipu. It was sandhya, it was twilight. It was not the daytime, it was not the nighttime. And he grabbed Hiranyakashipu. He sat down in the doorway of the assembly hall, not inside and not outside, and with his nails, which were not any weapons, he slammed his hands into the chest of Hiranyakashipu and tore Hiranyakashipu to pieces. And then he pulled the intestines from the chest of Hiranyakashipu and wrapped it around his neck like a garland. And this garland made him very beautiful, which brings us to today's verses. In today's verses, we hear how these garland of intestines from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen was containing blood, and the blood drops went on the mane of Lord Nrisimhadev, and these droplets made his mane appear even more beautiful. Similarly, when Krishna was on the battle of Kurukshetra and he was shot with arrows by his devotee, those arrows were creating blood on the body of Lord Krishna, which appeared like flowers and made the bodies of the Lord more beautiful. In today's verse, we hear how the Naka Anukura, the pointed nails of the Lord Utpatita, tore out Hrit, the heart, Saruruham. The heart was like a lotus flower. It was like a reddish lotus flower because it was covered with blood. Visraja, he left him aside and began to tear apart Anucharan, the followers of Hiranyakashipu, Udayadan. They had raised weapons, and Ahan, he killed Samastan, Sama, all. Lord Nrisimhadev killed all the followers of Hiranyakashipu. Nakashastra Panibihi, with his nails and the other weapons, his gada, his sword, his, even the lotus flower is killing the followers. Anupatan, the attendants of Hiranyakashipu, Saharis, Taha, all of them. So in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada, he stresses that at the present movement throughout the entire world, the atheists are very, very numerous. And they're trying to prove that there is no God. And everything takes place due to combinations and permutations of material elements. So Lord Krishna describes the demoniac nature in Bhagavad Gita in the 16th chapter, the divine and the demoniac tendencies. Asatyam apratistante jagad ahur anishvaram aparasparam sambhutam kim anyat kamahoitukam. These atheists, they say asatyam, that the world is asatyam, it's not true. Apratistam te, anishvaram, there's no basis, there's no foundation, there's no God. They're fully atheists. Aparasparam sambhutam. Kim kama ohoitutam. Kama, it's just all based on lust. And they decree the existence of the Supreme Lord in this way. Srila Prabhupada continues the purport, and he says that if this continues, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly take action, as he did in the case of Hiranyakashipu. And we see as the yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bharati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tanatmanam sujam yaham. We see as there's a corresponding rise in irreligion and a corresponding decline in religious principles, the Supreme Lord is descending himself And he'll come for three purposes: Paritranaya Sarunam, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, Dharma Samstapanataya, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. He'll come to Paritranaya Sarunam to give pleasure to devotees, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, to destroy the miscreants, and Dharma Samstapanataya, to establish religious principles. So here this concept of Vinashaya Chaduskritam is being explained, that the Lord is killing the devotees, killing the demons. So we see how the demons are being killed. Even today, it's starting with nature, global warming. We see the world is going crazy as far as Mother Nature goes. Just now in Delhi, I don't know, maybe it's still going on. There's so much pollution. After Diwali, they made all their crackers. There were all the smoke is still there in Delhi. It didn't go anywhere. And anywhere people are going outside, they're breathing all these fumes from the cars and from the crackers and from all the other pollution. And it's like smoking two packs of cigarettes a day being in Delhi. And people are just huddled around their pollution purification filter machines with their families in fear. So this is the first time I've heard of that happening. And then Prabhupada is also mentions earlier in one of his discussions and room conversations and morning walks that World War III is just around the corner. And as the demoniac civilization becomes more and more demoniac, this is definitely a possibility. So Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying that the demons should therefore be careful and curtail their godless civilization. They should take advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement and become faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, they are doomed. So we hear a very important warning in today's verse. It's an important lesson. And it's also an opportunity, because Lord Krishna has descended in Kali Yuga not as Lord Nisingadev, but as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srimad Bhagavatam declares, Krishna Varnyam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. That those who are intelligent, su medasaha. Medasaha means intelligence, and su means very much. Su, Superman, super intelligent. Those who are super intelligent in the age of Kali will take shelter of the Yuga avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by engaging in the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement should participate as much as possible in supporting the movement of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially those born in India. Bharata Bhumite Hoy Manusya Janmajar Janma Satakakari Para Upakar. That Lord Chaitanya gives the mission that one should make one's life successful by becoming Krishna conscious, and then help make others' lives also successful by distributing Krishna consciousness to them. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? I'm told I can go to 9 o'clock here because it's Sunday. Yes, Prabhu.
The heart of the emotion is called the lotus.
Yes.
And you mentioned that it is because it is red and covered with blood. Is there also some other reason why it is compared to a lotus? Because it seems like very, only the appearance seems not to be there.
You mean like lotus is often compared to very favorable and beautiful objects. So why is lotus being used to describe a bodily internal organ of a demon? Yes. Well, one possibility that comes to my mind is that because the Lord's lotus hands and lotus nails have touched the heart of Hiranyakashipu, that by dint of that contact, Hiranyakashipu's heart has become purified, glorified, and beautified, and therefore can be compared to a lotus flower. We see a similar concept in the horrible activities, the Ugra Karma of Kali Yuga. Kalir Dosha Nadhe Rajan Asti Hyeko Mahan Gunan Kirtanad Yeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Vrajet. That the age of Kali, Kalir Dosha Nadhe Rajan, it's an ocean of faults. There are so many horrible things about Kali Yuga. So it's very black. Kali Yuga is horribly black. But despite the horrible activities and attributes of Kali, there is one good quality. And that good quality, Mahan Gunan, is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that wonderful quality is compared to a diamond. And when you have that diamond in conjunction together with a black velvet cloth, the diamond will look even more bright and brilliant. So similarly, because the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Yuga Dharma, is placed in conjunction with the Ugra Karma of Kali Yuga, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Yuga Dharma becomes even more bright and brilliant. So because Hiranyakashipu's heart is in conjunction with the beautiful lotus hands and nails of Lord Nrisimhadeva, the combination of the two of them has become even more bright and brilliant. Therefore, this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is very essential in the Ugra Karma darkness of the age of Kali. Therefore, let us all chant 24 hours a day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to express my gratitude to all of you this morning for your kind association, and thank you so much for tolerating me. I'm very much grateful to all of you. I've been asked to stop at 9 o'clock. It is now exactly 9 o'clock, so I'll let everyone go. If anyone would like to have any more discussion, I am here available for you. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Nrisimhadeva Bhagavan ki jai. Go Premanande.